You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
How does your garden grow?
It's time for Greening Out with Jim on 95BFM.
Morena Jim, how are you this morning?
Morena Rachel, I'm well. How are you going?
Good. We've got a nice little double header with you today. We've got some garden chat and you've got a brand new song out. So it feels like a lovely, fruitful time all round, no pun intended.
Yes, definitely. Thanks for giving it an early spin.
Oh no, very excited to play some new Jim Nothing. But before we get into that, I think we should talk gardens because it's actually been quite nice, minus the last couple of days, for actually getting out there and getting back into the veggie beds. What have you found yourself tutuing away with recently?
Yeah, I had a massive clear out. I'm a big fan of letting things kind of grow and go to seed. So over the kind of winter into spring, I threw down heaps of beneficial insect seed mixes. And then by a couple of weekends ago, it's just flowers galore, but they're all annuals, so they were getting towards the end of their cycle, and I let them go to seed, which is really good to do. So there'll be seed in the ground for next year, but they also start to look a bit ratty, and it got to that point where it was like, this is where I need to pull them out, shake all the seeds off, and then start again. So I did a big clear out and a big mulch, and got all my dahlias in and a lot of things that I've been leaving around the yard, kind of half potting on, half propagating. I think what I wanted to initially talk about today was the benefit of keeping your garden a bit wild.
Yeah, nice.
Like quite a broad overview, so I thought I'd zoom in a little bit on that, and which ties into that about the benefit of wildness in your garden in relation to native and endemic butterflies.
That sounds lovely. Yes, please. Because, I mean, we've talked a wee bit in the past about it's good to, if you've got the ability, let your grass become, multi-weeded or multi-speciesed.
Totally.
But what specifically in the native butterfly moth category has been piquing your interest?
Yeah, so moths are a whole different thing. And I'd like to yarn about them again because they don't get daylight like butterflies do, so to speak.
Another good pun that we have unintended this morning.
There you go. So all of our native butterflies have associations with kind of unique plants. So there's a whole sweep of copper butterflies, and they are all so stunning. Some of them look a little bit, they can kind of verge on moth territory, but they've got shimmer and shine.
Ooh.
And they all need plants of the Muehlenbeckia family, which is a really cool family of plants endemic to Aotearoa. There's Muehlenbeckia axillaris, which is a really nice type growing ground cover. There's Muehlenbeckia estonii, which you see around that kind of zigzaggy, divaricating, browny, greeny, sprawling, tangled mess. And then there's complexa, which is somewhere between the two but will sprawl up trees and climb over walls. And you see that when you're driving out like on the western motorway out to Kumu or whatever, and that kind of climbs up there. It's a really sprawling climber. But
I just had to Google it because I was like, I know what this is, but I can't visualize it. It's also can make quite dense like bushes, and people sort of topiary them a little bit sometimes, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, with the Estonii for sure. So you can fully topiary that and clip it really hard, and it's a brilliant landscape plant.
Awesome.
Yeah, so all of the copper butterflies are associated with them. And if you have the space, like if you are lucky enough to own a house, then put some of them in. Like they're really cool landscape plants in general, but also they're the only thing that these copper butterflies have. And so you'll find that with a lot of other butterflies as well, like the admirals. They're another really, really cool species of butterflies, and they need nettles as a host plant.
True, okay. And I mean, when we're talking about nettles, there's a lot that you can actually eat, aren't there?
Yeah, definitely. And people, often people make teas out of them. There's all sorts of benefits for doing that. The problem with nettles, though, is I mean, we all associate, well, I associate them with getting stung as a child. So a lot of them are getting pulled out from private gardens and public spaces as well. but they're the only things that the Admirals have as a host. So
save the nettles.
I know, right? So there's two nettles that you can get from the Butterfly Trust. The NZ Butterfly Trust is a really cool website for all things New Zealand butterfly. And they sell seed packets of different like pollinator and different host species. So they've got the Chatham Island nettles and a tree nettle, which is solely the host for the Red Admiral, which is in massive decline.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's just, if you have, this kind of ties into the bit of the wild thing. If you have a patch of your garden that is a bit overrun, is a bit wild, a part where you might not go very often, if you can get some nettles in there or some of the Muhlenbeckia vine in there, these butterflies are so cool and only exist here. So
I'm on that website at the moment, Moths and Butterflies New Zealand Trust. Beautiful butterflies. And also,
right?
I think probably people are very familiar with them but haven't maybe noticed it, if you know what I mean.
I didn't know they were native. No. I've seen those guys around.
Yeah, but that's a really good thing to know about. We definitely have a patch of our... In the lockdown, we got really industrious in the garden, as everybody sort of did, and we dug out a whole big section of the lawn at the back and turned it into a veggie bed, which was only ever successful in lockdown because it's kind of in an annoying place to get to. And this could be, maybe this could be our butterfly patch, maybe the moment it's looking pretty crazy. So
and that's probably a good thing if it's looking that crazy. It's a good thing to start, so I wouldn't unravel it too much. Just kind of
nice,
like, sow things in that you want. And I guess one more of the most common kind of butterfly that we associate with like spring and summer is the monarch.
Of course.
So absolutely beautiful. I didn't realize until recently, but they're considered a native to New Zealand because they came here on their own. So they're not endemic. They exist elsewhere, but we didn't introduce them. There was, I don't know, there might have been many storms or they came over from different islands, but they got here.
Wow. Amazing.
So, incredible. Overseas, they have these kind of mass migrations where they all swarm and go to like warmer parts, but New Zealand's quite unique and they don't do that. They overwinter here, so in cooler places around Auckland's a bit more kind of special because, I mean, it doesn't really get that cold, so you can see them still kind of like doing the caterpillar, doing the pupae thing here. But in colder parts of the country, they have these trees that they really like, and you can find this, I think it's on the Butterfly Trust or another website, but there's these notable trees in parks throughout the country where the butterflies overwinter, and I guess in winter you can go